I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Korea's Constitutional Court recently overturned a 2020 law that stopped people from sending anti-regime information into North Korea. North Korean defectors in South Korea use helium balloons to carry leaflets and USB drives across the border. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says they use a similar balloon launching approach, but
our group only has ever launched the Bible. We launch the Bible that is in the North Korean dialect.
North Korea is the world's worst persecutor of Christians. According to the North Korean Human Rights Database, no one had seen a Bible when VOM Korea began its launches in the early 2000s. But today,
more than 8% of North Koreans have seen a Bible with their own eyes. That's probably about 1.65 million people. We don't know the exact population of North Korea because it's a carefully guarded state secret by the North Korean government.
And what's in a name? For a ministry, it tells people what your work is about. Greg Kelly has been CEO of World Mission for 25 years. Now, the ministry is changing its name to Unknown Nations. Kelly says the name change comes from Jesus' last words in Acts 1:8.
The last thing Jesus said was, when you receive the Holy Spirit and power, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and ends of the earth. That's the last thing Jesus said. And so we would love to see people really analyze that in their own world, whether it's as an individual or in their local church, and say, what is our expression of the last thing Jesus said? The ends of the earth.
For Unknown Nations, it means reaching people groups who don't know Jesus. Learn more about Unknown Nations at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.